This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So 82% drop. No, we're not talking about the latest Disney or Marvel movie, although it's probably not that far off. But we are talking about the percentage drop in audience for the fourth GOP debate that occurred earlier on Wednesday night. Folks, that's not good. Altogether, some 4.1 million people all told, right? This according to Nielsen. So that is a significant drop-off, and we'll talk more about that in the sense of why that might be happening and so forth as we go through the program this morning. But first, we want to tell you, of course, that welcome to the show, because Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, 949-822-7959. Got ahead of myself there a little bit. I'm raring to go. I don't know if you can tell. But I'm literally raring to go this morning. It is the Friday edition. It is here. That means the weekend is literally around the corner. And by the way, I hope that you have some great weekend plans wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And whatever you're doing right now this morning listening to the program, we're glad that you're there. We're glad that you're with us. If you're heading across country, if you're driving, if you're making deliveries, if you're working the shift, whatever it is that you're doing out there, we're glad that you're spending some time with us here on the program this morning. And by the way, welcome to everybody listening to AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Also, welcome to everyone along the GCN network. And GCN, of course, distributes the program to all of our great AM and FM affiliate stations. And welcome to everybody listening there. And good morning to everybody at GCN, by the way. And so, folks, we have the program is chock full this morning. This is what I'm getting at. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. We got a great direct message last night, or yesterday's program, I should say. And we've got a great message. It had to do with a question for Denise Simon, and we sure appreciate that. And we're going to make sure that we bring that up with her tonight on the program. So so Rick, listening on 9:30 a.m. Yes, we'll definitely bring that back up with Denise this morning in her segment, which is not all that far away. We're going to talk to her a little before the top of the hour here in hour number two, and then proceed through hour number three. So we're glad to hear from you. Once again, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, yes, 82% drop, but that's not the number I think that the Democrats are concerned with at this point, although they're probably elated by it. The number they're thinking of is 9. That's the number they're thinking of. Why? Because Hunter Biden, this from the AP, was indicted on 9 tax charges in California on Thursday. In fact, we saw the little headline come over earlier on Thursday saying, okay, there's going to be something handed down. We're going to find out what it is here soon. And, of course, we did find out what it was, and it's 9 tax charges in California. As special counsel investigation into the business dealings of President Joe Biden's son intensifies against the backdrop of the looming 2024 election. And I would also add into that about the looming impeachment inquiry that's going on in the House with more and more interesting, shall we say, information that's coming out as a result of that inquiry, that investigation. So taken in total, it was not a good day for the Biden family, not for Joe, not for Hunter, and not certainly not for the Democrat Party, which is trying to figure out, and more and more I'm of the mind that they're trying to figure out the timing of all this. And I appreciate John in Sarasota and his call about, you know, possible replacement, you know, could Michelle Obama run? Is, you know, Gavin Newsom going to be on the ticket? This kind of thing. Because I think that they really do want something like that. I mean, in other words, that's the principle of the thing. But I do think that they're now just thinking about the timing of it all, because they're watching these developments very closely as well. So the new charges, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, are in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware, again, according here to the AP story, alleging Hunter Biden broke laws against drug users having guns in 2018. Again, so he lied. He lied about that. Something else I think that is a lie to point out here is that Joe Biden has, in my opinion, lied about whether or not he ever asked Hunter about his business or that he was somehow involved and so forth. He was asked by a reporter about that, and the reporter, the response to the reporter was, no, these are all lies. In fact, I think we have it. This was from Wednesday. Listen to the question. Did you act either illegally or unethically in regards to your family business interests? Let's listen in.
Either illegally or unethically in regards to your family's business interests. Can you explain to the Americans, amid this impeachment inquiry, why you interacted with so many of your son and brother's foreign business associates?
I'm not going to comment on that. I did not. And it was just a bunch of lies.
You didn't interact with their business associates?
I did not. They're lies.
I'm not going to comment, but they're lies. that's I don't know. Last time I checked, I think that's a comment. But at any rate, that's also just, that's Uncle Joe, everybody. I'm not going to comment, but they're lies. So Hunter spent millions of dollars on an extravagant lifestyle rather than paying his tax bills, Special Counsel David Weiss said in a statement. The charges are centered on at least $1.4 million in taxes Hunter Biden owed between 2016 and 2019, a period where he has acknowledged struggling with addiction. The back taxes have since been paid. So evidently, but he had money, by the way. He might have been struggling with addiction, but he had money. And I think Weiss went on to say something to the effect of, well, he's out there, doing a bunch of other stuff. And, Weiss, Leo Wise wrote that he's out there spending everything on, from drugs, strippers, and luxury hotels and exotic cars. In short, everything but his taxes. Oh, boy. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. 949-822-7959. See you on the other side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Starting to sound a lot more like the holidays, don't you think? And that's Hall & Oates, I think, right there. So, folks, welcome back to the show. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the show this morning. As we head through this Friday edition, and yeah, we made it. Here we are, it's Friday all over again, and you know, and it's flying by, like I was saying earlier. And here we go. I mean, we're well into hour number two here. And it really is just flying by. So we're hoping that that's sort of translating into your morning. We're hoping that's translating into whatever you're doing out there, whatever you're involved in right now, because the morning goes faster, the overnight hours, and we're riding along with you. We're right there. We're right there with you. Whatever it is that you're up to this morning, we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us here. And once again, my name is Kyle Warren, and glad to be with you. And you can head over to my website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to find out more about me, or if you'd like to send me a direct message, or find me on Facebook or X as well. So we hope to see you over there. Okay, something I mentioned right at the top of the hour, and I think it bears a little bit more scrutiny now. This is from Newsmax. News Nation's GOP debate sees shocking 82% drop in audience. The fourth Republican presidential primary debate, hosted by News Nation on Wednesday, suffered the worst ratings of all GOP debates in this cycle, with the Upstart network drawing only 1.6 million viewers. The debate also aired on News Nation's sister network, CW, drawing an additional 2.5 million viewers, giving a total audience of 4.1, Nielsen reported. Even with the combined number, the News Nation debate had the lowest rating of any network hosting a GOP debate this year. Just last month, the NBC-hosted Republican debate drew 7.5 million viewers, News Nation also witnessed a huge drop of 68% in audience from the first Fox News, or from Fox News' first GOP debate held in Milwaukee on August 23rd. Fox drew 12.8 million viewers, according to Nielsen. The News Nation debate coverage, starting with pre-debate anchoring by Chris Cuomo, followed by moderator Elizabeth Vargas, did little to interest Republican viewers. Well, I no surprise there. That's definitely no surprise. Former President Donald Trump, who has complained the Republican National Committee has reached out only to hostile media to host debates, skipped the News Nation debate in previous forums. At the same time, his GOP frontrunner has increased. So, I mean, and that's obviously the case as well. I don't think a lot of people have tuned in to watch the debate. Some people might have seen maybe some highlights and so forth. But, you know, by the time we get to the fourth debate anyway, I think people are starting to kind of make up their minds. Yes, the field has narrowed for different reasons. Money, number one. And then number two, of course, is the polling and being able to qualify for these things. But it certainly makes it easier to have less candidates on the stage. But I do think that there is a substantial amount of tune out anyway, because number one, you don't have that fifth candidate up there. Number one, you don't have Donald Trump there in order to sort of bring in that whole vibe of like it or lump it. I think he brings in the energy to the room on that, and his absence, of course, simply means that you're going to have four people. And as I understand, as I was watching and so forth, I don't think Trump was the big debate subject per se, but certainly his presence in principle was felt, because everybody's trying to run in order to try to be that breakout star. Now we see some of the media, you know, trying to create this notion that Nikki Haley is somehow the breakout star, or somehow the person who's just best suited to unseat Trump from his domination in the polls. So, and maybe that's wishful thinking on some of the media, especially media that might not be friendly, let's say, to GOP policies or values. And so there's always some kind of manipulation. There's a manipulation factor that's going on. But as I was talking about yesterday on the program, you know, on the heels of that debate, we just don't see anybody who is taking off like a rocket ship. So what would have to happen in order to be that rocket ship? What would have to be said or done? Could anything be said or done at this point? And the reason I phrase it like that is because we are in these very uncharted waters politically. I mean, it's no longer a standard issue, political season. It's no longer a standard issue political machinations of how you set up your candidacy, how you set up, even the idea of trying to find somebody geographically to run with you or things like that. It just seems like everything's just out the window. And Donald Trump certainly is still out of that mold, or rather it's apart from that mold is really a better way to say it. And things have just literally changed. They started changing dramatically with his emergence into politics. And certainly, and this is why I said, I think Vivek Ramaswamy, who's catching some flack now for some of the ways that he was acting and talking and so forth. But I think he's patterning himself after, in many ways, after the 2016 Donald Trump. Because 2016 Donald Trump came in and would say things that sounded like, how could you possibly say that on the stage? And why would you say that about another candidate? And, you know, but Trump has a way of pulling it off. I think it's just sort of part of his personality. And I'm not exactly sure yet if that's really Vivek Ramaswamy. Maybe it is, but maybe he's trying a little bit too hard with that. But whether it's productive or not, that's up to the voters. I think some people are catching him and saying, well, okay, you know, this is, again, refreshing. It's It's telling it like it is. It's shooting from the hip and stuff like that. Whereas others may be more off-put by that. So the real trick is going to be, can he balance that, or what kind of feedback is he getting for real in his campaign when he holds up the sign, you know, Nikki Haley's corrupt and this kind of thing. Now, some that might resonate with some people, but overall, 82% less people saw him hold up that sign, for one thing, because I think they just start tuning out. Because there is that elephant in the room, and that is, what is Donald Trump going to do? What is he going to say? And where are all these other cases, for example, these legal binds that he's in, where is all that going to where is that going to play out? And no matter what, even if Trump were to be convicted on something, I still think he'll continue to run if he sees the daylight to be able to do it, in the sense that there's not a large shift in opinion and this kind of thing. If he's able to do that, he will. But some people will say, well, then he'll have it as a badge of honor. In fact, it will play into his narrative that, look, they're coming to get me. They're willing to do anything. And in Trump's particular case, and the others, these other candidates can't really use this to their advantage. They can't say, they're coming after me, and if they're coming after me, what they're really doing is they're coming after you. So I am the one thing standing between you and this corrupt establishment that is able to, gin up these charges and take me to trial when they never would do this under any other circumstances, you know. And so it's a very effective weapon that Trump has. The candidates can say that to some degree or another to say, well, look at what they're doing to Donald Trump. But then they're talking about Donald Trump. And people are going to say, well, it's Trump standing in the gap. Trump is the one that's standing in the way. He's keeping the wolves at bay and so forth. So it always goes back to advantage Trump in so many different ways. So whether or not, if there's ever another debate of any kind, but we'll see. But I just think people may have already just formed their opinion, and so they don't want to, for lack of a better expression, waste their time sitting in front of the television watching it, or they are sort of off-put by the whole thing, and this is what would be very, very, I think maybe one of the worst scenarios, they just think it doesn't matter, right? And Trump has actually played on that as well. Why would I go there? I'm 30 points ahead, basically. Why would I go to these debates? What's the upside for me? So some people out there might have just said to themselves, it doesn't matter. And they may have made up their mind because of that. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming back for the bottom of the hour segment. 949-822-7959. That's the number. We hope to hear from you. Going to pay a couple of bills, and we're going to be back in a flash.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The clock is ticking to deliver assistance to Ukraine, according to the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Republicans need to act in good faith and show that they're serious, and they're not.
Speaking to reporters, she urged Congress to swiftly approve President Biden's comprehensive supplemental package, encompassing aid for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border security. The House Committee on Education and the Workforce is investigating Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania over allegations of rampant anti-Semitism. This inquiry comes after university leaders faced criticism during a congressional hearing for not explicitly stating whether calls for the genocide of Jews violate campus rule on harassment. Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says Congress must act to prevent gun violence.
This is a moral imperative, not just a political obligation.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tragedy strikes the family of a U.S. Senator from North Dakota.
Republican Senator Kevin Cramer says his son was involved in a police chase on Wednesday night that led to the death of a police officer. Senator Cramer says his son, 42-year-old Ian Cramer, has a long history of mental illness, paranoia, and hallucination. He was driving a stolen vehicle at the time. In a statement, the senator requests prayers for the family of the fallen officer and his father.
Police say multiple pedestrians were injured after a pickup truck hit a crowd of people at a Christmas parade Thursday evening in Bakersfield, California. Three people were seriously injured as the crowd waited for the city's annual Christmas parade to begin.
Happy New Year and happy Hanukkah, of course.
The driver is in custody, and the crash is now under investigation.
December 7th.
The parade was delayed, but was rerouted.
Of course, celebrating Hanukkah. More on these stories at Tunnel.com. And what a time to be living in right now, because there are these stories that we're seeing, of course, that our Jewish friends in, you know, different parts of the country, they are arguably, you know, and it's understandably, I should say, concerned about putting up Hanukkah decorations for fear. And we're not talking about some far-flung corner of the earth. We're talking the United States of America. And, my friends, that is incredibly troubling to me. I know that it's troubling to you. And so that's why, you know, I just want to say to all of our Jewish friends, you know, happy Hanukkah and a safe and happy Hanukkah. Because what we're seeing happening, transpiring right before our very eyes, is abhorrent, isn't it? The kinds of things that we're seeing, the you know, coming against the Jews, not just in terms of what Hamas has stated they want to do, but people who are protesting and then you know, trying to sort of take it out on any Jewish people that they happen to find in their community. I mean, this is shadows of the kinds of things that we thought had been done away with. for the most part, overall. In other words, talking about World War II, the Nazis, the Third Reich. And so, you know, this is gone too far, in my opinion. Don't you think? It's gone too far. All right, welcome back, everybody. As we said, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. And this is, you know, we've learned now that the military announced late Wednesday, this from the AP, it was grounding all of its Osprey V-22 helicopters 1 week after 8 Air Force Special Operations Command service members died in a crash off the coast of Japan. The Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps took the extraordinary step of grounding hundreds of aircraft after a preliminary investigation of last week's crash indicated that a materiel failure, that something went wrong with the aircraft and not a mistake led by the crew, led to the deaths. The crash raised new questions about the safety of the Osprey, which has been involved in multiple fatal accidents over its relatively short time in service. Japan grounded its fleet of 14 Ospreys after the crash. Lieutenant General Tony Bjarnfriend, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, head of Air Force Special Operations Command, directed the stand down, quote, to mitigate risk while the investigation continues, end quote. The command said in a statement, preliminary investigation information indicates a potential materiel failure caused the mishap, but the underlying cause of the failure is unknown at this time. In a separate notice, Naval Air Systems Command said it was grounding all Ospreys. The command is responsible for the Marine Corps and Navy variants of the aircraft. They don't know how long all these aircraft are going to be grounded, by the way, folks. They expect it to maintain and be in place until the investigation comes up with the cause of this crash. And that can take a very, very long time, especially if they're getting the wreckage and so forth and trying to piece it back together. Real similar to what we see happening in commercial air crashes, and they have to piece it back together. They've got to look at all the maintenance records. They've got to go back through all of the different design characteristics and just literally a fine-tooth comb. And, of course, our hope and prayer is that they will find whatever it is that is causing the failure or what failed or why it failed, because losing our service people like this is just not acceptable. It's just not. And our thoughts and prayers go out to their families, of course, and we certainly hope that the Ospreys will be flying again soon, but they will be flying with a much better confidence level and a clean bill of health, as they call it, such that, you know, as they're in service and need to be able to get their job done. But if there's something inherently wrong, then obviously it has to be found and has to be fixed. All right, so something else that we see going on here. Wall Street sounding the alarm about the U.S. economy. This from Newsweek. Wall Street is sounding the alarm about the U.S. economy, with a number of banking experts predicting the country is headed for recession. CEOs of big American banks, including Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan, Brian Moynihan of Bank of America, and Jane Fraser of Citigroup, are today testifying before the U.S. Senate Banking Committee's annual Wall Street Oversight Hearing. Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? What do you want to do? I don't know. I want to go to the Wall Street Oversight Hearing Committee. Their testimony comes as the U.S. economy has been hit with soaring inflation. Oh, yeah. Over the last year, inflation has declined from 9% in June 2022 to 3.2% in October 23, but is still above the Fed's target of 2%. So the big question, when are they going to start cutting rates and when? Or could we see another rate hike for some reason? You know, it just, this goes on, and a lot of times it feels like they're shooting in the dark so many times. And these kinds of predictions, you know, what was it Yogi Berra said? Predictions are always hard to do, especially about the future, stuff like that. But back to the article, since March of 2022, the Federal Reserve has responded by hiking interest rates 11 times to 5.5%. This is elevated borrowing costs, to say the least, for a range of goods, including housing, car, and business investments, sparking concerns about potential recession, which is typically defined by analysts as two consecutive quarters of contracting gross domestic product. Let's see here. On Tuesday, prior to the hearing, Frazier, the head of the third largest bank in the U.S., said in prepared remarks released by the Senate Banking Committee, a recession might happen because of confluence of factors, including inflation, rising debt levels, and the wars between Russia and Ukraine and Israel and Hamas. Okay, well, you know, I think most people feel like that either you're in a recession already, and in many ways, I think it generically, you know, the idea that the economy doesn't feel right. There's something wrong. The prices are way too high. All these things. So whether it's a technical this or a technical that, I think that there's a perception out there, a feeling that just isn't, it doesn't add up, right, for lack of a better term. And so, and people know when they feel prosperous. They know when they feel like things are humming, things are clicking. And you can take a look at certain numbers and things like that. And I even asked Chris Markowski the other night, I said, what about these numbers basically that are, you know, we've got some better indicators, et cetera, et cetera. And he's kind of like, well, I don't know what these better indicators really are. I mean, you know, but obviously, if things were humming, if they were clicking, I don't think we'd be seeing stories like this. And I don't think that you'd have the Biden administration trying to do what it's doing. In fact, they've gone from, hey, Bidenomics, and Joe Biden kind of whispering at the microphone, it's working, and this kind of stuff, to Bidenomics, what? Biden what? We don't know what your economic what? We don't have that here, you know, that kind of thing. And they do not want to talk about it, and they do not want to use that term because they know that term now is loaded, and people are saying, yeah, Bidenomics, I don't feel too good about Bidenomics at all. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959. We did get a direct message over the course of the break, and I sure do appreciate it. They were letting us know that they're enjoying the program at nights, and they were glad that we brought up the possibility of Biden pardoning his son. But we did not mention the pardons that Trump did, like for Roger Stone. Well, yeah, well, Trump did. Presidents always do pardons towards when they're kind of going out the door, right? They're always that's what they do, unless it is of great national interest or it's an egregious case that comes across their desk. But a lot of times, when you're out going out the door of the Oval Office, now you can sort of do these favors basically for people, or just do the pardons that you would want to do that can't really come back and get you politically any longer because you're going out the door. Famous pardon, though, to say, obviously, would be Gerald Ford pardoning Richard Nixon soon after taking over, after Nixon resigned, comparatively soon. And Ford had said that every single thing he ever did from that day that he was sworn in as president had only to do with Watergate. He said, you just can't do this, and the whole country's going through this, and so forth. He wanted to get a clean slate so that he could even govern. That's a direct statement from Gerald Ford, of, you know, paraphrasing, of course. But that was a very famous and infamous pardon, because in many ways that might have also turned the tables against Ford to actually be elected. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jose Feliciano, a very talented guy, you know, absolutely, and of course this song has become so synonymous with the holiday season, and we're glad to have a little bit of Christmas music, hopefully brightening your mornings, and of course your holiday cheer as well, so we're glad to have that as part of everything here as we move through the month of December, heading for the holidays here. All right, well, it is that time again. It's time for our Trucker Traveler Report, and we play our song every morning here. And again, if you're new to the show, the reason that we do this is to make sure that you keep going down the road. You keep doing what you're doing. We keep you pumped up. We keep you revved up. We keep you ready to go. And it's our pleasure. It's our privilege and our solemn promise to be able to do that. All right. So as we heard last hour, we heard Instant Karma from John Lennon, who in 1980 on this day, December 8th, was murdered in New York City. Just a senseless, absolute senseless act of violence and took away somebody who just was an incredible talent. Whatever you thought about politics and these kinds of things, John Lennon was an icon and helped to really change modern rock and roll music. No doubt about it.
Let's go back to the Beatles with this one, folks. At a time, this is John Lennon's song. You know, they're all Lennon McCartney, but this is, mostly the John influence here. At a time that he actually wrote this song, evidently was reaching out for help. Let's listen in.
I need somebody.
Right there. It's a Beatles track called Help. And, of course, there was a movie called Help as well. But, a good example there of John Lennon. And, it was just a very, very sad night, as I mentioned last hour. I was at a school function. Came home. Of course, that was a Monday night. Monday Night Football was on. Everybody watched Monday Night Football back then. Howard Cosell was, of course, the call in the game. And they announced the news of what had happened in New York City, and the rest is history, as they say. All right, let's take a look here real quick at some of our weather. We do look at the precipitation here real quick. Starting up in North Dakota, up near Bismarck, you got a lot of rain mixed with snow, and this is going to be coming across I-94, basically in the middle part of the state. And that's going to head on northward up into Canada, by the way. If you're near Idaho Falls, if you're near, heading down into northern Utah, you're going to have all kinds of snow coming down in that corridor there, down towards 15, with Logan, Salt Lake City. That's all covered in snow at this hour on the radar, so be careful there. I-70 coming out of Denver. You definitely have some snow, and this is going to be over in the Glenwood Springs area. It's going to go south from there, but that's right now where it's having its impact on I-70 there coming west out of Denver. Our friends in Seattle, looks like you got some snow and rain. This is going to be basically to the east of you right now, but to the south. South of Tacoma, you've got rain coming across Interstate 5. It's going to be hit and miss. You get to Longview, Portland, Oregon, clear at this hour, but you got rain on either side of you right now. And then rain west of Salem and west of Corvallis, west of Eugene, and snow east of those places as well. It looks like things might be moving easterly there, so you might be getting some rain here as we go through through the rest of the evening. That's what we're looking at out there right now, everybody. We'll take a quick look here at some of the alerts and so forth that we have. We do have contingency and wind advisory in New Mexico in the Santa Fe area. This is going to cross over I-40 just east of Albuquerque and head on down towards Roswell. So it could be windy. So, I got to say it, in the interest of interstellar amity, alien spacecraft, watch out, wind advisory in the Roswell area. So, yeah. We're just trying to be nice, That's, it's better safe than sorry, basically. We also have let's see what's happening over here. We've got some winds and gusty winds, 25 to 35 miles per hour, and this is going to be in the Indianapolis, Indiana area, and it's going to head over towards Muncie and down towards Vincennes. So be aware of that. Be careful of that. Those wind advisories there. All right, so that's what we're looking at out there, folks, right now. So be safe. We want you to get there in one piece. And if you have a suggestion, for example, for our Trucker Traveler song that keeps you revved up, keeps you pumped up, keeps you going down the road, whatever the condition might be sure to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you can make your requests that away as well. All right. Well, it's time now to bring in Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, there's still a lot going on. And, of course, I've been waiting all day to ask you about what's going on with the Hunter Biden indictments that were handed down in California on Thursday.
Well, I'm good with this. There are 9 charges, and the language of the indictment are really quite aggressive. They're very exacting, and so that's good. I think this was done under an awful lot of pressure. But it's subverting the payroll and withholding the tax process of his own company. It mentions a couple of the companies in there, spending millions on extravagant lifestyle, especially with the money that he had taken out of the ATM machine. I mean, I've never seen such kind of withdrawals out of the ATM. This is 4 years worth of taxes that he willfully failed to file. And then using false business deductions. So he also included in this is that he received monies from, and it's very exact, from foreign nationals and foreign business entities, including China, Romania, and Ukraine. But there's something here that's missing here, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the Foreign Agents Registration Act. He has not been charged with that violation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't come. This is a California case, by the way, and not a D.C. case. So being in violation of FARA is still an open wound here. We haven't gotten to the bottom of yet.
Oh, well, you're absolutely right. There's also the gun charge,
He has been charged with that.
No, I'm saying, yeah, but that's pending and so forth. And he's
right.
They tore up the sweetheart deal. And, this whole thing just went south like you wouldn't believe. And it got 10 times worse on Thursday. All right, Denise, hold on real quick right there, because we're going to head to the top of the hour. Folks, you're going to hear the top of the hour news. We'll pay a couple of bills. And you'll get informed on all the headlines that are happening right now. And then we're going to be right back at it right after the top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program. You have a question or comment for Denise Simon? Stay right there. We're coming right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.